Chapter 7 and Chapter 8, New Words. A pocket, noun. A place in trousers or a coat where you put things. Hide, hid, verb. If you hide, people can't find you. A clearing, noun. A place where there are no trees. Crawl, verb. Move with your body close to the ground. Whisper, verb. Speak very quietly. Screech, verb. Make a loud, high noise. Proud, adjective. If you do something well, people are proud of you. A champion, noun. The best person. Chapter 7. A Poacher's Dream. We finished putting the pills inside the raisins, and then we changed into dark clothes. My father put the raisins in a bag, and then he put the bag in his trouser pocket. Under his jumper, he also had two big bags to put the pheasants in. It was a nice summer evening, and it was quiet as we walked together towards Hazel's Wood.
How do you feel, Danny?
My father asked.
I feel great, I said,
and I really did. I was afraid, but I did not want to be anywhere else.
Do you think that there might be more pits for us to fall into?
I asked. Don't worry about pits, Danny, he said. We'll walk very carefully and very slowly when we're in the woods.
Will it be dark when we arrive?
I asked. No, he said. It'll still be quite light.
Then how do we stop the keepers seeing us?
I asked. That's the fun part, he said. We're going to hide from the keepers. It's like playing a game. We did not talk much after that. As we got closer to the woods, I could see that my father was becoming more excited. He started to sing as we walked down the small road to Hazel's Wood. When he got bored with that, he said, "Did you know that pheasants are wild birds, Danny? A pheasant only belongs to someone when it's on their land. So when Mr. Hazel's pheasants leave his woods, they won't belong to him anymore."
"No, I didn't know that," I said.
We walked up the hill until we could see the woods ahead of us.
"Keep close to me and be very quiet when we're inside the woods," my father said.
He took my hand as we walked into the woods. I was very happy about that because I was feeling a little frightened. As my father walked, he put his feet down softly on the brown leaves. His eyes moved from side to side, looking for danger. We walked deeper into the woods for 4 or 5 minutes until we saw a clearing.
"There are always a lot of pheasants in this clearing," he said.
"And do the keepers come here?" I asked.
"Yes," he said. "But there are thick trees around the clearing, and we can hide behind those."
We stopped behind a big tree, and my father looked around. He was checking for keepers.
"We're going to have to crawl now," he said. "Keep close behind me, Danny, and do what I do. Do you understand?"
"Yes,"
I said.
My father went down onto his hands and knees and he started crawling. I followed. He moved very fast and I had to try hard to stay close to him. Every few seconds, he turned to check that I was all right. I nodded and smiled every time. We crawled and crawled until we arrived at the clearing. It was full of pheasants.
there were 200 huge birds walking around. It was a poacher's dream. I looked at my father. His eyes were bright. Then he whispered softly, "Look at that big tree. There's a keeper next to it." I turned my head slowly and saw the keeper. He was a small man with a big gun under his arm.
"Dad,"
I whispered. "It's all right," my father said. "We can see him, but he can't see us."
"Should we leave?"
I asked. My father did not reply. He slowly reached into his pocket and pulled out one raisin. Then he threw it high into the air. The raisin came down in the clearing next to two pheasants. Both birds turned their heads to look at it. Then one of the pheasants put its head to the ground and ate the raisin. The keeper did not notice. My father threw a second raisin into the clearing, then a third and a fourth.
"Only a very brave man can do that," I thought.
The keeper turned away from the pheasants to look at the woods behind him. My father saw him turning. He quickly pulled more raisins out of his pocket and threw them all into the clearing. They fell like rain around the pheasants. The birds heard the raisins and became very excited. They started screeching and running around. Their heads went up and down as they ate the raisins. The keeper turned to look at them.
"Lie down," my father whispered to me. "Don't move."
I do not know how long we lay there, but it felt like 100 years. Then I heard my father whisper,
"It's safe now. Follow me, Danny."
He started crawling away quickly, and I went after him. I kept thinking about the keeper, who was somewhere behind us.
"Now run," my father said.
We jumped to our feet and ran until we were out of the woods.
"That was wonderful," my father cried. "Well done, Danny. I'm so proud of you."